One of the more sought-after ones would be a Metallica bootleg that came out on 3 vinyl. The story with that one is, and you've got to love a vinyl with story, is that when Metallica did their original tour of Australia, this is the Injustice for All tour, they left out Adelaide. And pre-internet, there are a lot of people in Adelaide that were very upset that they were getting missed out on. So they actually started a petition and got people to sign it old school and sent it off to Metallica saying, please include Adelaide as part of the tour. There are obviously enough people that signed the petition that Metallica did actually add Adelaide to the tour, and someone very cleverly copied the concert and released it on an unofficial 3 vinyl bootleg album, which I managed to track down at the time. Well, actually, a friend of mine did, and I ended up swapping him for something else later on.
Fantastic!
It's good fun. Like a lot of vinyl does have stories with it as well. So I mean, that's probably part of the conversation you're going to hear today with the record fair. And as I said, vinyl's been around for a long time, so there are a lot of stories involved with, you know, maybe the concerts that they're bootlegging, or particular pressings, or coloured vinyl. Lots of things happening with vinyl.
That's fantastic. That sounds great. I love it. I love the initiative that was taken there by the record fans to actually, you know, bother to press that and then sell it. So how much would that be worth?
It's probably a couple of $100, depending on who wants to actually buy it or not. I don't have anything super expensive in my collection, but, that one's a couple of $100 if you can find a copy.